Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Beizir Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the eighth topic of Parshas Kisiso, where Moshe Rabbeinu asks of Hashem to reveal what is his hanhoga with Am Yisrael at this point in history, and in general, what is Hashem's hanhoga in the world, by the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Yud Beis. Vayoyimel Moshe El Adonoi, Re'ei, Ato oimer elai ha'ales ha'om hazeh, v'ato lo yoidatani eis asher tishlach imi, v'ato omar to yidati choveshem, v'gam ha'motzo sochein be'enoi. Before we begin the pshat, first we have to know, when was this said? When did Moshe Rabbeinu request this of Hashem? Rashi doesn't tell us, but the Ramban, who follows Rashi's opinion, which we discussed in the previous topic, namely, he follows the opinion of the Seder Oilom that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai during the middle 40 days, from Yud Tes Tammuz through Chof Tes Av. This request of Moshe Rabbeinu to Hashem happened on Yud Tes Tammuz when he went up the mountain. Whereas according to the Goyin and Aderes Eliyahu, who follows the opinion of the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up the mountain during those middle 40 days. This request took place on Rosh Chodesh Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos Shniyos and full forgiveness for Am Yisrael. And what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking of Hashem? Says Moshe to Hashem, Re'ei, Hashem, think about what you just told me. In Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Aleph, you told me that I should take this nation up to Eretz Yisrael. But v'ato lo yehoidatani eis asher tishlach imi. You did not tell me who you're going to send with me. You did. In posuk beis, v'sholachti lefonecho malach. I told you I'll send a malach with you. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not acceptable to me. I want you to come with us. You're wondering, what right do I have to ask such lofty requests? I'll tell you. Because you told me, you Hashem, you told me, Yedaticha B'Shem, you know be my name as a chosh of a person. And I have found favor in your eyes, so much so, you told me by Maimed Al-Sinai a couple of months ago, Hini Anuchi Bo Eilecho Be'av He'onon, I'm coming to speak to you in the cloud, V'gam B'cho Yamin Lo'olam. That means, I find favor in your eyes, and you respect me. And therefore, says Posuk Yud Gimel, Ve'ato im no motzo sichein be'aynecho hoydi eini no est derochecho ve'idu acho leman em tzochein be'aynecho urei ki amecho hagoy hazeh. And now, if it's indeed true that I have found favor in your eyes, I want you to tell me your drochim. Tell me what schar is that metziah schein worth. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of guessing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu may suggest, and Moshe Rabbeinu preempts it. And he says, and just in case you were thinking to make me into a Goy Godoil, and your Shechina will be Shoyre on my descendants, but the rest of Am Yisrael will only get a Malach to be with them, I'm not accepting that either. Urei ki amcho agoy hazeh, this has been your nation from way back when, from the days of Amro, Mitzchok, and Yaakov. And if you're moyes them, and you're not willing to put your Shechina with them, who's to guarantee that my descendants will be any better? Says Rashi, Posuk Yud Beis, Re'ei ato oimei re'ilai, Re'ei, tein einecho v'libcho al dvorecho. Hashem, think about what you just said. Ato oimei re'ilai, ha'aleso mazeh, you want me to take him to Eretz Yisrael? B'vato lo yehoidatani, eis asher tishlach imi, you didn't tell me who you're going to send with me. Ay, ve'ato malto, v'asher malto li, hine anuchi shalech malach, you said you're going to send a malach with me? For some reason, Rashi's quoting the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim about the malach. I'm not sure why he didn't quote our pasuk over here, in pasuk Beis, v'sholachti lefonecho malach, I don't know. Al-Kuponim says, Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't there hoido, she'in ani chofetz bo. I don't consider that a suggestion, because I don't want that. I want you, I want the Shechina with us. You told me that he that you recognize that I am choshuv. You told me he by matan toiro by mamen al sinai. Ve'ato im emes shemotzo zichin beinecho, if it's true that I found favor in your eyes, hoidieni noe drochecho, show me your ways. Masacha masocho ato noise lemoitzichin beinecho. What is the schar that you give for those who find favor in your eyes? Ve'idoacho lemanem tzochin beinecho. Ve'eda be'zu midas tagmolecha. I want to understand how your schar works. Mahi metzias chin shemotzosi beinecho. What is it? What is the schar for that I found favor in your eyes? Upisroin lemanem tzochin beinecho. Not in order that I should find favor in your eyes. Rather, leman, in order that, akir, I should recognize. What is the reward for this finding favor in your eyes?
Rashi says there's an unspoken question over here.
Shaloi toima, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you shouldn't say that you'll make me into a great nation and you'll leave these. Not to destroy them. That already Moshe Rabbeinu took care of when he was up on the mountain on Yud Zayin Tammuz. But you'll be mashre shchinoscho on my descendants and not on the rest of Am Yisrael. They'll have a malach instead. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not going to work. Kirei ki amcho he mikedem, they're your nation from way back when, from Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Ve'im bohem timos, if you'll be disgusted with them, eini soy mechalo yoytzi mechalo, it's a sheis kaimu. I don't trust my descendants that will be any better. Ve'estashlu maschal sheli bom hazeh toydi'eini. I want the schar from my metzias chen to be in this nation that's here right now, not my descendants.
V'rabbi yiseinu d'roshu masechta brochois, chazal darshan brochois, regarding a whole different topic. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to understand the time-old question of tzadik v'raloi and rosh v'toivloi. Nevertheless, v'anili yashav ha-mikrois aloifoneim v'al sidrom bosi. Says Rashi, I'm coming to explain the pshat in these psukim in its context. The drosha of Chazal is a drosha, but the pshat in the posuk is what I told you.
Posuk yudaled vayoymar poinaye leichu vahanichoy siloch. And Hashem responded to Moshe, I accept your request. Poinaye leichu, my presence, my face will go with you. The Shechina will be with you, not the malach. I personally would lead you and Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Vayoma Pona Yelechu Ketargum, Targum says, Shchinti Tehach, my Shchina will go with you. Lo Yesh Lachoid Malach, the Malach will not, I cancel the Malach, Ani Be'atzmi Elach, I'm going myself. Ukemoyu Ponecho Ilchim Akrov, which means myself. It could be, Vani Choisiloch could also mean, and I will settle you down over there in Eretz Yisrael. Either Vani Choisi means to lead you or to settle you down.
Posuk tezvo v'vayoymer ilov imein ponecho hoylechim al ta'aleinu mizeh.
Says Moshe to Hashem, very good, because if you don't come with us personally and without the malach, don't take us out of here.
Says Rashi v'vayoymer ilov b'zu ani chofetz. This is what I want. Kaldei malach al ta'aleinu mizeh. Don't take us out of here.
It's not worth it for us. Don't bring us to Eretz Yisrael if it's not you coming with us.
And the Ramban asks the obvious question. Hashem just told you, I'm going with you, and I'll settle you down, or I'll lead you. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Wonderful, because if not, we're not going out of here. I would add, it even sounds like a shtickle chutzpah, no?
And take a look at the Ramban. He learns a different pshat in the Pasuk.
Posuk de zayin uvamei vodaifoi ki motso sichein v'aynecho ani v'amecho haloi belechtecho imonu v'niflinu ani v'amecho mikol o'om asher al penei ho'adomo.
And with this, you fulfilling my request that you will come with us, not a malach, now it will be known that I have found favor in your eyes, me and your nation, by you going with us. And while we're on the topic, says Moshe to Hashem, I have another request. I request that v'niflinu ani ve'amcho, that me and my nation, and you and me and your nation, Am Yisrael, will be separated, different from all the other nations on the face of the earth. Namely, the ashroas ashchino that you're giving me now should only be on Am Yisrael and not on any other nation.
Says Rashi, uvamei yivoda yifo yivoda metzias chen. How will that be known?
Halloy belech tochayimonu, by you coming with us.
ואוי דבר אחר אני שואל ממך, שלא יתשכה שכינה שכה אוי דל אומייס העולם. The שכינה from now on should never be שוירה on the goyim. ונפלינו אני ועמך ונהיה מובדולים. We will be separated בדבר הזה מכל העם, from all the other nations. כמו והיפלו השם בין מקנה ישראל, במקש דבר, השם will separate the עם ישראל's animals from the goyish animals. That is Moshe Rabbeinu's second request, a parsha psucha. And then the next parsha, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem answers.
Vayomer Adonai el Moshe gam es hadavor hazeh asher dibarto eseh ki motzos ochein beinai voido acho b'shem.
Says Hashem to Moshe, you got it. This request that you asked, I will also do. Namely, my Shechina will not be shoyra on the goyim, only on Am Yisrael, and all this because you have found favor in my eyes, and I know you as a choshev a person.
Says Rashi, gam es hadavor hazeh shelo yitashre shinoschi oid al umos oilom.
Eseh, yes, I will do it.
Vein dvorov shel Bilom al deishri hashchino.
I we know that Bilom says nevuah. Yeah, but that's not through hashuas hashchino.
Elo nuifelu glui einoim.
He has to fall, and only Hashem, then Hashem reveals his eyes. Namely, it's not a direct hashuas hashchino. Another pasuk can say ver ioy v'chgoin ve'elai dovo yegunov. Eliphaz also has some form of nevuah. Then also yegunov, it's stolen to me. Shoyim al de shliach through a shliach, not direct as shoas hashchino.
Pasuk Yud Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu is on a roll.
Va'yoymar har eini no es kevoidecho. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that his requests are being answered one after the next. And he goes on, Vayomer Ha'eini no es kvoidecho, show me your glory, nothing less.
Says Rashi, Vayomer Ha'eini no es kvoidecho, ro Moshe shoy es rotzoin, udvorom kubolim.
Vohoisif lishoil, he continued to ask, leharoisoi maris kvoidoi, he wants to see the glory of Hashem.
What does it mean to see Hashem's glory? I don't know. But maybe, from Hashem's answer to Moshe, we could figure out somewhat what that request was about.
Prosecutes.
Vayoymer, ani avir kol tuvi al ponecho, vekorosi v'sheim adoinoi, lefonecho v'chanoisi es asher ochoin, v'richamti es asher arachem.
Says Hashem to Moshe, I am going to pass by you all of my goodness. And then I will teach you how to daven with all that goodness.
Rashi says this is referring to the Yud Gimel Midois that Hashem is going to tell Moshe on Yom HaKippurim
in the next topic when he gets the Luch HaShniyos. I will teach you how to daven with those Yud Gimel Midois, and then in the event that the Zchus Ovois that you davened for previously doesn't work anymore for some reason, the Yud Gimel Midois may work even stronger.
I will sometime choose to give a matnas chinam to those who don't deserve it.
I will have mercy also on those who don't deserve it. But I will want to if you daven with those Yud Gimel Midos.
Says Rashi, Vayomer ani avir, higio sho shetire bichvoidi, ma she'al shoyis cholirois,
the time has come that you should see some of my glory, whatever I will allow you to see.
Lefi shani roitze v'tzorich lelamed cho seder tfilo.
I want and I need to teach you a new seder tfilo.
Shekshenitztarachto levakesh rachvim al Yisrael, previously, when you needed to daven, he's called on his chus ovois. You use the chus ovois.
You may think that if the Zchus Ovois is over, it doesn't last anymore, so there's no hope.
I'll let you know.
I will pass by all my goodness on the rock.
While you're being hidden in the cave, as we'll soon see.
B'shem Hashem means to daven.
L'lamedcho seder b'koshas rachamim af im tichle z'chus ovois.
Even if the z'chus ovois is over,
u'keseder z'ashat toroye oisi,
just like you see me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, Me'utav, wrapped with a talus like a chazan. The Koyrev Yud Gimel Midois, Heve Melamed Es Yisroel, Lasois Kein, teach Am Yisroel to do this. Validei Ze Sheazkiru Lefonai Rachum Vechanun, namely the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, Yunanim, they will be answered. Ki Rachamai Loi Kolim, my mercy is never finished, unlike the Schust Ovois, which may be finished at some point.
There are times that I will want to give them a matnas chinum.
When I want to have mercy.
So far, he was promised that sometimes this tefillah will work and I will answer, and sometimes not.
At the time of Yom Kippurim, when Hashem showed him the Yud Gimel Midois, we'll see later on in the next topic, Omaloi, Hine Anoichi Koyret Bris, Hivitichoi Shein and Choizrois Reikom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that the Yud Gimel Midois Shel Rachamim always work and never are returned empty-handed.
So now we get a glimpse of maybe what this glory Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for. Hashem tells him, what is the glory? Kol Tuvi, all of my goodness. But even that, Moshe cannot see all of it, as Pasuk Chav tells us.
You
cannot see my face, because no man can see me and still live. Says Rashi,
even when I do what you requested,
you can't see my face, namely, L'chayra,
you can't see kol tuvi, you can't see everything. Rather, you'll see it partially, as we'll soon see.
Pozuk chof alef, vayoyimer adoinoi, hinei mokoy miti, v'nitzavto al hatzur.
Says Hashem to Moshe, there is a place where we've spoken in the past, namely, on the tzur, on the rock, on the mountain, on the Har Sinai. I want you to stand there, and there I will reveal this partial covered, whatever you're capable of seeing, whatever I want to show you, that's where you'll see it.
Says Rashi, Hinei Mokoyim Iti, Bohor, Asher Ani Medaber Imcho Tomid, of the mountain that we always speak. Yesh Mokoyim Mukon Li Letzorchecho.
There is a special place designated for this need, for your need.
Shatmin Choshom, I'll hide you there. Shaloi Tizek, you should not be damaged. Umishom Tire Mashe Tire.
And from there you could see what you're meant to see.
Zeu Pshutoi.
In the words, Hinei Mokoyim Iti. There's a place that we speak.
It's not talking about your place. It's talking about my place.
The place is with me.
I will be in the place.
Rather, the place is with me.
HaKadosh Baruch
Hu is the place of the world. It's not that we have a world and it places HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world, Farkelt. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the world is in him, Kaviyochel.
Pozuk Chov Beis, V'hoyo Ba'avur Kevoidi, V'samticho B'nikras Hatzur, V'sakoy Sihapi Olecho Ad Ovri.
And then when my glory, namely Kol Tuvi, all of my goodness, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim passed by,
V'samticho benikras atzur,
I will put you inside a crevice in the rock, namely this type of cave on top of the mountain.
V'sakoisi chapi olecho ad ovri,
and I will protect you, Meloshin Schach, I will protect you with my hand, Kaviyochel, over you until I pass by.
Says Rashi,
when I pass by in front of you,
what does the word nikras mean?
A crevice in a rock, as if it was carved out.
The word nikras means to carve out.
To poke out one's eyes.
To dig a well.
All these words have the same root.
Nikras atzur, kiryas atzur,
to carve out a rock, namely to a hole in a rock, a cave.
V'sakoisi chapi mikan shenitno reshut l'mechabel mechabel.
you see from here that there's permission for the mechablim, the mazikim, to damage. Why punkt over here, in this maimad, is there a risk of mechablim to damage Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't know. Maybe because Moshe Rabbeinu is being brought to such a high madriga, and the mechablim, the mazikim, are jealous, or something like that. I'm not sure exactly. But you see, Moshe Rabbeinu needs a protection. V'sakoy sichapi, Hashem is going to protect it. V'targumoy v'agin b'memri. Targum doesn't say chapi, my hand, because Targum doesn't like to give body parts to Hashem, because Hashem is not a gashmi. And therefore, kinui hu l'derech kovod shel malo. Targum rephrases it. Derech kovod shel malo, shein nitzor l'sirich olav b'chaf mamish. Hashem doesn't have to put his hand, Hashem doesn't have a hand. Rather, it's a way to speak. Hashem will protect Moshe Rabbeinu however he chooses to do so.
Posukhov gimel vasiroisi es kapi veroiso esachiroi ufonai lo yeiro'u.
And when my kovoid passes by, then I will remove my hand, and then you'll be able to see my back. Rashi says, the back of the tefillin, kesher shel tefillin. But ufonai, my face, the tefillin shel roish, that itself you cannot see. From here we see that the tefillin is the symbolism, is that what represents the kol tuvi, the kvoidi that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see. And Hashem tells him, you cannot see ponai, the tefillin itself, rather achoyroi, a kesher shel tefillin, partial of the kvoidi, partial of the kol tuvi that Moshe Rabbeinu requested to see. It says, Rashi v'asiro yisi es kapi. Targum says, ve'a'adi yos divras yekori. Which means, kesha'asalek hanogas kvoidi mineket ponecho. When my anhogo of my kovoi, the kol tuvi, will be removed from your face, lo leches b'shomu la'alon, it's moving on, then, ve'ro'iso es achoyroi, I will remove my hand, and you'll be able to see the backside, hero kesher shel tefillin, that much I could show you. Adkan, the eighth topic of Parashas Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu's two requests. Number one, hoydieni no es derochecho, and number two, hareini no es kevoidecho. Not a simple parsha at all. I hope I was mechavin to what Rashi learns these psukim.
Shalom aleichem, Rabbeisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the ninth and last topic of Parshas Kisiso, which will tell us about the Luchos Shniyos and the complete forgiveness of Am Yisrael's Chetah Egel on the very first Yom HaKippurim in the year 2449, almost a half a year after we left Mitzrayim, by the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Lamed Daled, Posuk Aleph. ויאמר אדוני אל משה פסול לך שני לוחות אבנים כראשונים וחשבתי על הלוחות את הדברים אשר היו על הלוחות הראשונים אשר שיברת.
Says Hashem to Moshe, carve out two luchos made out of stones identical size to the original luchos, and I will write on those luchos what was written on the original luchos, the ones that you broke. Says Rashi, Pesol Lecho. What is the word Lecho doing over there? Psol means to carve.
Envert Rashi, Psol Lecho hera'o machtzev snapirinun mitoich oholoi.
Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu snapirinun stones, a very expensive stone, out of which he's meant to carve the luchos. I'm not sure what the words mitoich oholoi mean in this context. V'omaloi, and Hashem tells him, hapsoiles yihiyeh shelcho. Whenever you carve out stones, you're going to end up with leftovers. All those leftovers, that's yours to keep. U'mishom nis'asha Moshe halbe. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu became very rich, because this snapirinun stone is an expensive stone, a precious stone.
Psol lecho, says Hashem to Moshe. Ato shavarto arishoinois. Ato psolecho acheirois.
You broke the first ones. You're responsible. So you have to make it up. You carve out new ones.
Moshal lemelech sholach lemdinas hayam.
A king, a marshal to a king that went to overseas.
V'niach arusoso im ha-shvochois.
He left over his engaged wife together with the shvochois, with the maidservant. And what happened? Mitoch kilin kula shvochos yotzol le'oshem ra. The maid servants were mekalkel, they were mezanet. And because of that, the arusosoi, who's hanging out with the shvochos, the maid servant, also, the bad name went out on her also. Omad shoy shvino. So the Shadchan went ahead, the Korah Ksuboso, and tore up the Ksuba that the king had written to this Arusosoi. And what was his logic? Why did he rip up the Ksuba? Omar says the Shoishvin, Im Yoimer HaMelech Lehorgo, if the king wants to kill her for being Mezane, Oimar Loi Adain Eino Yishtecho, I'll protect her by saying, she's not your wife yet. Look, there's no Ksuba. What happened at the end? The king checked out the story. Turns out that his arusosoi was never mezane. Rather, it's the shvochos that were mezane. And nisratzalo, the king was appeased and he made up with her. Says the shoishvin, the shadchan, to the king. Now you have to write a new ksuba. The original ksuba was ripped up. You are the one that ripped the ksuba. You should buy the new piece of paper. And I'll write on that paper that you, Shoishvin, will buy. I'll write a new ksuba on it. Adkan the moshul. Now the nimshul. Kein ha-melech ze ha-kodesh baruch hu. Ha-shfochos who are the maidservants, elu erev rav. They were responsible for this znus of Avodah Zorah, of doing the egel. V'ashoishvin the shadchan ze Moshe. Arusos yishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is that Elu Yisrael? Am Yisrael, they are the arusosoi. It's not their fault. It was the Erev's fault. And Moshe Rabbeinu the shoishvin, he tore the ksuba. He broke the luchos. Lekach ne'emar, says Hashem to Moshe, psol lecho. You have to provide the new stones, and I'll write the words of the Aseres HaDibros on the stone that you will provide. Pozuk beis veheye nochoin laboiker volis of aboiker el har sinai venitzav toli shom al roish ohor. And be prepared in the morning, pashtus rosh chodesh elul volis of aboiker el har sinai, go up the mountain. And over there, stand for me on the top of the mountain. We're starting the last 40 days. Says Rashi, Nochoin Mizumon, prepared. And this time, as opposed to the first time, nobody should come up the mountain with you, and nobody should be seen on the entire mountain. In Parshas Yisroi, we saw that Aharon and the Koyanim, and later on in Parshas Mishpotim, we saw also this Kenim, Nodov and Avihu, each one went up till a certain point, but there were other people on the mountain. This time, nobody. Not, and also the animals should not be grazing next to that mountain. That lechera is not a chiddush over here that we saw already the first time around in Parshas Yisroi. Says Rashi, "Ve'ish lo yale imoch orishoinois alidei shoyu betchuois ve'koilois ukehilois." Because the first luchos were given with a lot of fanfare, a lot of noise, koilois ubrokim. Therefore, sholtavim ainora. There was an ainora in the first one, and that's where they ended up being broken. Ein lecho yofa minatznius. This time we're going to do it quietly, because when there's tznius, there's less ayin hora going on. I'm not sure why Rashi's darshaning this on the words ve'ish lo yale imoch. True, there is a difference between the first luchos and the second luchos that here nobody went up the mountain at all. But Rashi's shtelling on the point that there was no koilois, uchuois, ukehilois. That's not what ve'ish lo yale imoch expresses, lochayra. But al koponim, Rashi's clear that the second luchos did not come with koilo isubroki. Pozuk dalet vayifsoi l'shnei luchos avonim korishoinim vayashkeim ha-moshe v'aboiker vayal el har sinai kasher tzivu adonoi oisoi vayikach biyodoi shnei luchos avonim. And Moshe carves out the two luchos made out of the snapirinun stones, as Rashi told us, identical in size to the first ones. Moshe gets up early in the morning, Rosh Chodesh Elul. He goes up to Har Sinai, just as Hashem commanded him, and he takes in his hand the two luchos made out of those snapirinun stones. Posuk Hei skips 40 days ahead. We're now holding on Yom HaKippurim in the year 2449. 40 days after Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain for the third time, almost a half a year after we left Mitzrayim.
Vayered Adonai be'onon vayitzev imo isham vayikra v'shem Adonai.
And Hashem comes down with a cloud, and he stands together with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Vayikra v'shem Hashem. The timim seem to imply that it is Hashem who is doing the calling we're about to see in the next pasuk. And Hashem called out in His name. But Rashi quotes Targum saying not that way. Rashi says, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem etargeminon ukro b'shmo da Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu is calling out in the name of Hashem, as if it said, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem." Not like the timing we have in front of us. The next two psukim are fulfilling Moshe Rabbeinu's request that he said, "Areini nois kavoy decho," in the previous topic, and Hashem says, "Yes, I will fulfill your request partially. Ani avil kol tuvi al ponecho v'krosi v'shem Hashem lefonecho. You will see kol tuvi, but you will be covered only when I pass by. Then I will uncover my hand v'roiso es achoyroi." And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu saw, and when he saw it, this is what he said.
Posuk vov vayavoy Adonai al ponov vayikra Adonai Adonai ein rachum vechanun erech apayim verav chesed ve'emes noitzer chesed lo alofim noisei ovoin vofesha vechato'o v'nakei lo yinake poiked avoin avois al bonim v'al b'nei bonim al shileishim v'al ribeim.
And Hashem went by Moshe's face as he covered Moshe's face v'sakusi chapi olecho adovri. And as Hashem passes, he uncovers, and Moshe Rabbeinu sees part of the kol tuvi. And vayikra, according to Rashi, according to Targum, Moshe Rabbeinu calls out, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is a midas harachamim before the chet, and Hashem is a midas harachamim after the chet. Kael is another shem Hashem, which resembles, tells us of midas harachamim, rachum, he has mercy, vechanun, he gives a matnas chinom, erech apayim, he is patient, he doesn't punish right away, he gives a person a chance to do tshuva. V'rav chesed, Hashem does chesed to those who need it. They don't have enough zchuyos on their own. V'emes, Hashem is faithful to pay back sochor toiv to those who keep His mitzvahs. Noitzer chesed lo alofim. Hashem guards and keeps the chesed, the mitzvahs that a person does, and He gives schar for 2,000 generations in the future. Noisei ovoin vofesha v'chato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries the avoinois that people do bemezid. Vofesha, even worse, they do lahachis, to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chato, the averis that are done b'shoigeg. V'nakei lo inakei. Although Hashem cleanses somewhat, but He's not mevater completely. The punishment will come in installments, as to not to kill the person totally. Poiked avoin ovois, Hashem remembers the avirus of the fathers for their children and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren if they continue on doing the avirus of their father. Then they also get punished for the avirus of the father. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu sees, and this is what he calls out when he sees what he saw. Says Rashi, Hashem, Hashem. Midas orachamim hi, yud kevovke. Achas koidem sheyecheto, v'achas la'achat sheyecheto v'yoshuv. Kael af zu midas orachamim, v'cheinu o'imel. Where do we find that Kael is midas orachamim? In Tehillim, Kapitel Chof Beis. Keili, keili, lomo azavtoni. Vein loimar l'midas hadin lomo azavtoni. You don't talk to midas hadin lomo azavtoni. You're happy that it's azavtoni. Must be that kelev midas orachamim. Kach motzosi b'mechilto. Erech apayim ma'arich apoy. He is patient. Ve'einoy memar lipora. He's not rushing to punish. Shemo yaseh tshuva. May the person may do tshuva. Derav chesed letzrichim chesed. Those who need Hashem's chesed. Shein loim zchuyot kol kach. They don't have enough zchuyos. Ve'emes l'shalem sochor toiv lo yiseh retzoynoy. Noitzer chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps and guards the chesed she'ha'odom oyse lefonov. Namely, the mitzvot that a person does is the chesed that man does, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo alofim l'shne alofim doiru 2,000 generations. Ovoin v'fesha, ovoin ois elu as doinois. When a person does an aver b'mezit. Pshoim elu amerodim. Rebellions, a rebellious chet. Shodom oyse lehachis to anger Hashem, even worse. Venake lo yenake, lefi pshutoi mashma, sheine mevater alo ovoin legamre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't completely forgive, as the word noise means, elo nifra mimenu meat meat. He punishes the person little by little. That's the poshup shot. But Rabbi Yiseinu Dorshu, you have to split the venake from the lo yenake. Menake hu lashovim. To those who do tshuva, he cleanses them completely. But those who don't do tshuva don't get cleansed. When they continue doing their father's aveiros, in the Aseres Hadibros, it says the very same words of poiked avoin ovois al bonim al bnei bonim al shleish val ribeim. And over there it adds a word, lesoina oi, to those who hate me, namely those who continue to do the averis. Val ribeim doi revi, a fourth generation. Nimteis midot toivo merubo al midas poronus achas lachomesh meois. Midot toivo is greater than midas poronus 500 times. Where do we see that? Shebe midot toivo hu oimel noitza chesed lo anlofim. For 2,000 generations. What is the ratio between 2,000 generations and 4 generations? 500 times more. Posuk ches vayimahir Moshe vayikoid alzo vayishtochu. And Moshe rushed and he bows down flat on the ground. Vayimahir Moshe kishero Moshe shchino iveres. When Moshe saw the shchina passing by, vishoma koil hakrio. This Rashi sounds like who is the koirei? In Posuk Hei Vayikro B'Shem Hashem, and in Posuk Vo Vayikro, it sounds like Hashem is calling out. Not like Rashi said before, that it's Moshe doing the calling. I don't have an answer to what seems to be a stira. There are two pshatim who did the calling, but Rashi before learned it was Moshe. Over here, Moshe's hearing the kriya. Unless it means he's hearing himself, that sounds strange. Pashtos is hearing Hashem doing the kriya. When he heard that, miyad vayishtochu, Moshe Rabbeinu bows down. Posuk tes vayoymer, im no motzosi chein beinecho adoinoi, yeilech no adoinoi bekerbeinu, ki am kishi oiref hu, vesolachto lavineinu, ulchatoseinu, unchaltonu. And says Moshe to Hashem, if I have found favor in your eyes, Hashem, I want you to go with us and don't send a malach to take us to Eretz Yisrael. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, asked that already in the previous topic, and Hashem said that he's going to do it. What is Moshe Rabbeinu adding in his bakosh over here? What he's adding in is the following words. Ki am kishi'oyrefu, and even if Am Yisrael has a stubborn neck, and I'll do chatoim. Don't do to us like you told me before. In Perek Lamed Gimel, Posuk Hei, Rega Echod Ele Bekir Becho Bechilisicho. Rather, Ki Am Kishi Oirefu, even if they're a stubborn neck and they do chatoim, now that you told me the Yud Gimel Midois, you showed them to me, V'solachto L'Avoineinu U'L'Chatoseinu, forgive our Avoinois B'Mezid and chatoim B'Shoigeg U'Nechaltonu, and take us and only us as your nachalo, and you should not be mashresh chinoschan umoy sa'olam, as you told me before, v'niflinu ani ve'amcho, and Hashem answered, gamez hadovor hazeh asher dibarto ese, above in perek lamed gimel posuk yud zayin. Says Rashi, yeilechno Hashem bekirbeinu, kamo sheivtach donu, as you promised us. Now that you told me that you're a noisy ovoin, you're mechaper on our aveirois. The im amikishi oirefu v'yam rubach. Even if they have a stubborn neck, a stiff neck, and they will rebel against you, ve'omalto alzoi penachel chobadorech. You may consume us and destroy us. But I'm asking, ato tislach la'avoinenu. Yesh ki b'mokim im. Sometimes ki means im, even if. You will take us as a unique nachal inheritance. This is reiterating the bakosha that we, me and your nation, will be separate. You should not put your shechina on the goyim, on the rest of the goyim.
Hine yonuchi kireis beris neged kolam cho ese niflois asher loy nivru v'chol ha'oretz v'chol ha'goyim v'ra'o chol ha'om asher ato v'kir bo'oy es ma'asei adoinoy ki nirohu asher ani oise imoch.
Says Hashem, I'm going to make a bris between me and you and your nation, namely Am Yisrael. I will do es neged kol amcho es niflois. Only with Am Yisrael will I do niflois milosh niflinu. You will be separated. Only you will have that special anogo of Ashroas Ashchino. Asholin nivru b'chol ha'aretz v'chol ha'goyim. Never created. And then v'ro kol ha'om asher ato b'kirboy Am Yisrael will see es kol es ma'aseh Hashem kinoy rohu. The awesome ma'asim of Hashem asher ani oiseh imoch. That's what Rashi learns over here. But I'm reminding you of what Rashi told us above in Perek Lamed Gimel, posuk yud tes, that this krisas bris is not only on the niflinu ani ve'amocho, rather it's also going on the yud gimel midois. She'akodesh Baruch Hu promises she'enom choizrois reikom. Says Rashi koyres bris al zois, and what you just said. V'solachto la'avoineinu l'chatoseinu unechaltonu. Ese niflois loshen v'niflinu. She'tehiyum muvdolim bezu mekol ha'umois. She'lo itashre shchinos yaleim. My shchina will not be upon them. And as Rashi told us before, in Perek Lamed Gimel, posuk yud tes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Yud Gimel Midois are Einom Chois Rois Reiko.
Posuk Yud Alev Shemo Lecho Eis Asher Onichim Etzavecho Ayoim Hineni Gireish Miponecho Es Ho Emiri V'Hakenani V'Hachiti V'Haprizi V'Hachivi V'Aivusi.
Be careful, guard what I'm telling you today, I'm commanding you. I am going to get rid of the Emori, Knani, Chiti, Prizi, Chivi, Vusi in front of you. And you have to be careful. Posuk Yud Beis.
He shomer lecho. Pentichois beris lioi shev oretz. Asher ato bo'oleho. Pen yihye lemoikesh. Bekirbecho.
Be careful not to make any bris, any treaty with the inhabitants of the country that you are coming to it in Eretz Goyim and Eretz Yisrael. Because if you make a treaty with them, they will be a moikesh, they will be a stumbling stone in front of you. Rather, what should you do to them?
Ki es mizbecho yisom titoitzun, ves matzivo yisom teshabirun, ves asherov tichroisun.
Rather, you should break their mizbechois and break the matzevois. A mizbeach is made up of a number of stones. A matzevo is a one-stone mizbeach. That's the difference between titoitzun and teshabirun. Titoitzun means to take apart the stones. Teshabirun means to break the single stone. And the asher of the trees that they worship, tichroisun, chop down those trees.
Ki lo yisishtachave le'il acher.
Do not bow down to other gods, because HaKadosh Hashem gets angry and he takes revenge from those who bow down to Avodah Zarah.
You'll ask,
What shaykhus does this have with being koyres bris liyoshev ha'oretz? We can have a treaty with the yoshev ha'oretz and be careful not to be eved avodah zarah.
Says Posuk Tesvov, that's the danger.
Pentich rois beris liyoshev ha'oretz, vizonu acharei Eloyhem, vizovuchu leiloyhem, vikoro lecho ve'ochalto mizivchoi.
If you end up making a bris, a treaty, with the inhabitants of the land, what's going to end up happening is they will be mezame after their god. They'll be eved avodah zarah.
V'zov chulei lo yehem. They're going to bring karbonos to their gods. V'koro l'chol that invite you. V'ochalto mizivchoi. You'll end up eating from those karbonos of avodah zarah.
And you're thinking to yourself, I don't believe in this avodah zarah. I'm just enjoying a good steak.
No, that's as if you're being moide in this avodah zarah.
And not only that, it will lead to another bad thing. Posuk tezayin.
V'lokachto mi b'neisov levonecho, v'zanu v'neisov, acharei Eloyhen, v'hiznu ezbonecho, acharei Eloyhen.
Once you make a treaty and you eat from their korbonos in avodah zarah, you're going to end up taking from their daughters to your son. And then when their daughters, your daughter-in-law, is Oved Avodah Zarah, they're going to cause your sons to be Oved Avodah Zarah.
And I told you already, Elohei Maseicho Loisas Eloch,
don't make Avodah Zarah out of melted metal into forms. Don't do that.
In order to prevent you from doing that, I'm telling you, don't make a treaty Liyoshev Oretz, because that will lead to Avodah Zarah.
Says Rashi in Posuk Yud Aleph. The Posuk lists the list of the six nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Es ha'moiri shisha umois yesh kan. What happened to the seventh? Ki ha'girgoshi omad upono mipneim. They ran away before we came, as Rashi told us above in the Perek Lamed Gimel Posuk Beis. Rashi Posuk Yud Gimel. Ves asherov tichroisun. What is an asherah who ilon shoiv dimoisoi? A tree that the goyim worship. Kanoshemoi mekanei lipora veinu mavater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry and he takes revenge. He's not mavater. Vezeu koloshen kino oiches benitzchoino yuporea meoivov. To hold on to his sovereignty and to take revenge, to punish those who leave him. Posuk tezvo ve'ochalto mizivchoi. You will eat from his avodah zarah korbanos. Kesavuato, you may be thinking, shein oinesh ba'achilosoi. There's no punishment in me eating from his avodah zarah korbanos. I don't know. I'm not holding of that avodah zarah. I'm just enjoying a good steak. Vani male olo olecho kemoide ba'avodosoi. I consider that as if you're a moide in its avodah. Why? Shemiturkachato bovelukach b'noisavovanecho. That will cause you to take his daughters to your sons. And that will cause, as the Pasuk says, your sons will end up being Oved Avodah Zarah. It sounds like, from the way Rashi is explaining the Pasuk, that there's no intrinsic problem with eating from the Mizivchoi, provided, of course, it's a kosher shechita and whatever. It sounds like it's a gzeira d'oraisa. If you'll eat from the Avodah Zarah, you may end up taking from his daughters to your sons, and your sons will really be Avodah Zarah. That's what it sounds like from this Rashi. Adkan, part one of the ninth and last topic of Parashas Kisiso, the Luchos Shniyos, and the complete forgiveness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, and Yom HaKippurim, the very first one, in the year 2449. And of course, the Yud Gimel Midos, the Kol Tuvi that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, V'roiso Esachoiroi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told.